Thank you, Sean, and good morning.
It's 5:35 on the ticket. We are the Musers, and we are your Man versus Wildlife show here on the station, and we have another incident to talk about to kick things off today. If you haven't seen the video yet, go to my Twitter page. I'm at @Junior_Miller. And on the feed, I just posted woman pushing brown bear off of fence. And it is the craziest 30 seconds of video. You've probably seen it by now because it's been all over the news. But if not, check out the video and play along with us at home as we discuss what happened in the San Gabriel Valley, which is just to the east of downtown Los Angeles. And it's just to the south of the mountains, but it's not that close to the mountains. It's kind of amazing that this brown bear and her cubs were in the middle of basically Los Angeles. I mean, it's a good 20-mile trek or so from the mountain range through heavy, densely populated suburbia to get to this home. But the video shows a mother bear and her cubs walking along the top of this very short fence. And dogs from the family's house come out and start going crazy at the bear. Start barking. You know how dogs will bark at anything, right?
Well, oh, yeah.
They see some giant thing back there on this brick fence, stone brick fence, whatever. Kind of wide enough for a bear to walk on the top of, but only about 4 feet high, maybe. Mm-hmm. And the largest of the dogs goes up to the bear and gets really close barking. And the dog is about 1/5 the size of the bear, if that. Starts barking, and the bear takes a couple of swipes at it. Meanwhile, the cubs turn around and head the other direction on the fence. They're scared off by the three dogs. Even though only one dog is big, the other two are kind of small. Well, this bear takes a good swipe at this dog, and the big dog then kind of backs away, but the two little dogs stay out there. And then out of nowhere, you see this teenage girl. I think she's 16, 17, something like that.
Good speed, quickness.
Good speed and quickness. She makes a beeline from the back door of the house right at the bear, runs straight up to the bear, and with both hands, shoves the bear off the top of the fence.
I mean, this is a great kick-out block. Look at what she uses her hands. Punch to the chest. Knocks that bear back off, right off the fence.
She then tries to corral the two little dogs, picks one of them up, gets them all back inside as the bear doesn't know what happened. And the bear climbs back up on the fence, but really doesn't want any part of the teenage girl. And just kind of turns around and heads off back in the other direction, which she came from, trying to find her cubs, I guess, and get away from this crazy teenage girl. So many observations and thoughts on this. Number one, that is insane what that girl did.
Yes.
Completely insane. Two, I guess her mother bear instincts kicked in.
Total adrenaline there.
Total adrenaline. And number three, I'm a little surprised that the bear just decided, that's enough.
Yeah.
But maybe wasn't in the mood to tangle with someone that had more adrenaline coursing through their body than the bear did.
I think the bear forgot about the altercation with the girl because she had to go look for her cubs.
Yeah, that could be.
I think she lost sight of her cubs because, as you mentioned, they took a beeline. Breaking down the first matchup of bear versus big dog, there's two left paw swipes that didn't really affect, and then
from the bear,
and then the bear did a double paw swipe, and that big dog had had enough. That dog got out of there and went, wow, we're not winning this one. But doesn't that show the difference between a bigger dog that can really do something in a matchup like this against the little yappy dogs? The yappy dog staring death right in the face, still talking trash and all sorts of noise to that bear.
Yes.
They don't care.
No. And they're not thinking it through.
No.
Thinking that, what if that bear came down here on our turf? Would we still be as bold? Would we have a chance?
Right.
They're not really thinking that one step ahead.
They just want to yap. That's the one thing about, and they had this big debate on the Hang Zone the other day about big dogs versus little dogs, and there's advantages to both. One thing about the little dog, though, they just that's them right there in a nutshell.
Yeah,
they talk trash to anybody. They don't care.
Right.
And they are so lucky that they weren't just mauled by that bear. But that girl, though, wow.
You always hear stories of people fueled with adrenaline in the moment. They don't have time to think about it. They just react. And isn't this one of those cases?
Yeah.
You know, the stories of the mother lifting a car off her child or something like that.
Right.
This is one of those cases.
When I was a kid, I heard it as the mother lifted the car over her head to get it off her child.
Yeah. I've heard tractor, car, yeah.
Actually, three little dogs, three little yappy dogs,
right.
As I rewatch this video yet again.
Bradbury, California.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Bradbury, California?
San Gabriel Valley.
Okay.
Just to the east of downtown Los Angeles.
Dang.
It's a pretty sweet orange tree they have, too.
That bear is walking on top of a cinder block fence. Fairly narrow for a big old bear.
Yeah.
Bear.
Isn't it crazy that that is the middle of one of the most densely populated areas in America, and there's a bear just looking for something mm-hmm. to eat
yeah.
or something to do?
Well, we've got to get this girl ticket stock.
She said
cinder block wall.
She said afterwards that the only injury she suffered was one sprained finger on her right hand. She pushed the bear with both hands, but no scratches, nothing else. I don't know about the larger dog, if that got a scratch across the face. It kind of looked like it might have.
Yeah, he may have sustained some damage, but that is such an impressive block, though. The bear's at a disadvantage because it is on that cinder block wall, so it doesn't have a great base. Like, I don't know if she could square up on level ground to do that to the bear, but she sure did it there. I don't know if I would have thought to do that, to hit the bear.
So the teenager, Haley, said, I was like, oh, my God, there's a bear, and it's taking my dog. It's lifting it up off the ground. I don't know if I saw that, but that's what she saw.
Yeah.
And she said, in that split second, I decided to push the bear like it was nothing, apparently. Mm-hmm. And I believe she said, and either you could hear it on the audio of the video, or she said to another reporter that as she's running back to the house with the dog, she said to someone maybe inside the house, oh my God, I just pushed a bear.
Well, you know what? I think the bear may have had one of those little moron dogs pinned up against the brick wall and maybe was about to raise it up with a paw. I don't know if it could have made that maneuver, but it looked like it had it pinned.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it swipes at the larger dog, and then when one of the smaller dogs comes to it, yeah, it does reach down and kind of grab it.
Yeah. And that's what she saw as she was running towards the bear.
Yeah.
Somehow she saw all that and just slowed it down in real time and still punched the bear.
So that's a grizzly bear?
Brown bear.
Isn't that a grizzly bear? I mean, grizzly is just a term we use for brown bears that are in a particular region, but I think that's the same species.
I'm no bear expert, but I don't believe a grizzly and a brown bear are the same thing. I think there's a black bear, a brown
same
bear,
family.
Grizzly bear, polar bear. I mean, it could be same family. I don't know.
Hmm.
But I don't think they have grizzlies in L.A.
Yeah, they don't refer to them as grizzlies, but they're the same species.
That could be.
Same species.
Yeah. That could be.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a different type of
subspecies. Okay, yeah. Says the distinction between these two bears is actually based on just where they live and what they eat. So they're the same bear. It's just grizzlies live in a different... We call them grizzlies when they live in a different area and they eat a little bit different stuff.
Because they live around Grizzly Adams, so we can call them grizzly bears.
So she pushed a grizzly?
Yeah, I guess so.
Girl, that is awesome.
God. Well, we always talk about how we could never win a fight against a bear. Does this show that we maybe could?
Yeah. If it gives up the fight. That's the thing.
You may at least get a, Would they normally run off like that, though?
And can you normally run back into a building?
Right.
If you're out in the middle of nowhere, you don't have that option. And she did have the advantage of the bear being in a precarious spot on top of that short wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So couldn't really get full balance, probably.
She's got to be an athlete, though. She's got to be a volleyball player or softball player, basketball player, something.
What did you clock her speed at?
I don't know, but that's a really good cone drill she ran, too, with a bear.
Yeah. Does some college recruiter see that and give her a call today?
If I'm Cal, I'm looking at her. The Cal Bears, I think that would be appropriate.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Why is she dressed like she's in the 1930s, though?
Yeah.
Like an old nightgown.
That's what I thought. It was a nightgown. Is it like a...
Or maybe it's a dress. I don't know.
It's the middle of the
like
day.
It looks like a dress. It looks like a plain dress, and the haircut is like, I don't know, some woman you see in the Dust Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, it does look like a 1930s dress. Yeah, it's probably not a nightgown because it looks like it's high noon or something.
What's wrong with me? I've now watched this 75 times.
A lot of strange
times.
Stuff with that footage.
Isn't that crazy? Just chaos for 30 seconds.
Hey, guys.
And why did you post a video that had the cartoon music to it?
Oh, I didn't know I did.
That's just how it was, I think.
I didn't
know. Well, I posted one that had the actual audio to it
from
a news station. Yeah.
Oh, I was just... A few minutes before we went on the air, I was
you didn't listen to it
video, so I had the volume on my computer down.
Yeah, it's like a Keystone Cops music to it or something.
Okay, that's great. All right, 5:47 on the ticket. Coming up next, not that Mike Marshall.